I don't know whether it's this period of time, stuck at home so much, you know, learning brachas all day, but oftentimes I find myself engaged in what I would call, I don't know, creative or twisted thinking. Maybe explain some of the chidushim that I've been saying in the shiurim on brachas. But one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot, for obvious reasons, is about the internet. You know, usually when you think of the internet, so it raises all kinds of seedy images, bad things, the guard your eyes people, and all kinds of breakdowns in communication, people not knowing how to have normal relationships anymore. But the twisted thinking side of me is focusing these days on the other side, is that there's this tremendous draw here. The internet, in a very short period of time, took over the world and continues to take over the world. And despite all of the negative effects, but there's definitely a real koach there. I had hanah that I was mechaving to something this week. A year and a half ago, yeshiva's dinner. So one of my unofficial jobs is that I have to write the ads for different people who get, you know, honored in the dinner. And so I put in an ad for the person who takes care of the yeshiva's website, and I addressed it to the Rosh Yeshiva of NerMichael.org, which of course he didn't appreciate, and he refused to let me put it in the same one this year. But it gave me hana, because I read this week that Rav Noach Weinberg used to stand up whenever the guy, his name is Nechemia Coopersmith, the one who runs Aish.com, whenever he would walk into the room, Rav Noach would stand up to his full height, because he said, you're the Rosh Yeshiva of the biggest yeshiva in the world. They get 1 million hits a month. An interesting comment if you think about it. But still, there's a tremendous, tremendous koach over there. So what is it? What is it about the internet that's so irresistible that it just took over the world? It's not schmutz, you know. Schmutz is okay. Schmutz is schmutz. But that's not what makes it irresistible. There's a power. There's a power there that let it take over the world, and it's continuing to take over the world, will continue to take over the world. What is it, and how can we channel it for the good? What can we learn from it? And in this period of unconventional methods and maybe a little bit of twisted thinking, so what are we supposed to take out of all of this? Last week for me it was Kairach, and for you it was Shlach. This week for you it's Kairach, and for me it's Chukas. El Natan is with me. Kiva Broder is with me. We'll start with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael today, and we'll talk about Chukas first. Chukas starts off with the Chukas HaTorah. Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Lemor, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chayk of the Torah, the inexplicable law. Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor goes into Parah Aduma. What does it mean, Chukas HaTorah? Zois Chukas HaTorah Lefisha Satan Ve'umay Sa'olam Meinenes Yisrael. The Satan and the Goyim. So they drake Kla Yisrael, Leimar Ma Mitzvah Zois Ma Tam Yesh Bo. What is this mitzvah? What kind of reason is there? Lefika Kasa Ba Chuka. It's a Chuka. Gzeira Hi Milafonai. It's a Gzeira Ve'en Lecha Rishus Laharach Areha. You have no right to think about it. So that's Chukas HaTorah. And then it goes on and it tells you the Halachas of Parah Aduma. But a little further on in the Rashi, after bringing all of the Halachas of Parah Aduma, so he brings what he calls a Medrash from Ramesha Darshan, which basically says that the Parah Aduma is a parallel to the Egel Azov. I'll just read you a little bit. V'yikhu Elecha, what does it mean? V'yikhu Elecha, Mishelohem. Klal Yisrael has to take it from theirs. Kishim Shehem Parku Nizme Hazav LeEgel, just like they took off the golden nose rings for the Egel, Mishalahem, Kach Raviyu Zula Kapara Mishalahem. And it goes on and on. The Egel is the child of the Parah, and the Parah is Aduma, and Aduma is Zahav, and everything has a parallel. The Parah Aduma is Mechaper on the Egel Azahav, and that's what the Medrash says. But what Rashi doesn't tell you is that what exactly is the parallel? Why is Zeh Mechaper al Zeh? Why is it that the Parah Aduma, the Chukas HaTorah, is Mechaper on the Maisa Egel? What's the common denominator? Why is one mechaper on the other? In a similar vein, we have in Parshas Korach, one of the things the Rosh Yeshiva always talks about in Parshas Korach is this Boker Shmuz. There's the Noach, you know, the Orev Shmuz, and there's the Boker Shmuz. Korach, what happens with Korach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Korach, speak to Korach, v'chol adosoi lemor boiker, in the morning, v'yoyda asher masel kol asher aloi. Why boiker? Why in the morning? So the second pshat in Rashi is, boiker, amar loy Moshe gevuloi scholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yolomai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts bounds. Yechol matem l'apach boiker l'erev. You can change morning to evening. Kach tuchlu levat lazu. So too, you'll be able to be mevatel, Aaron being the Kayin, Moshe being the Melech. But it's like morning and evening. There are rules, there are bounds. There's chukim, natural laws, and halachic laws. So again, we have this parallel. Korach over here teaches us that there are rules, and the Parah Aduma somehow is being mechaper on the Maisa Egel by just giving us rules, even inexplicable rules. We'll throw in one more question over here, or one more idea into the pot, and that's what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday we talked about Eliyahu HaNavi's instructions to Rabbi Yehuda Chasida. Eliyahu says to Rabbi Yehuda Achbad, Rabbi Salah Chasida, Loi sir sach, loi sechti. Don't get angry and you won't do avers. Loi sirvi, loi sechti. Don't get drunk, don't overeat, and you won't come to do avers. Ukeshat toyetze laderech, and when you go out on the road, himalech bekoinecha vetzei. Get permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then leave. What's the common denominator between these three things? Not getting angry, not overeating, and making sure that before you go on a journey, so you consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, you consult with the Torah. How do those three things come together? We talked about yesterday that maybe all three are Midas Chasidus, they talk about different Midas. But what's the idea behind all three of them? And what does it have to do with the message of Parshas Korach? And what does it have to do with the message in Parshas Chukas? So those of you who get the email every day, send out every day during the week, so you're fully up to date with the story. It's a follow-up of last week. The last week, so my son Yehuda got put into Bidud. And as of last week, so the rule was from Misrad HaBriyot that, you know, it's one member of the family, didn't test positive, but it's a chashash, so he has to be in quarantine. But the rest of the people, so we can go about our business like always. And so the kids went to school, and, you know, I got the opportunity over Shabbos to fulfill one of my life's dreams, the daven from the Amud, you know, with one of those astronaut shields over my face. It's really cool, actually, because, you know, the sound bounces back on you, so you don't feel like you have to strain your voice or anything, you know. It was an experience. However, Matzei Shabbos came, and we got a phone message. I don't know whether it was the municipality of Telstone or it was the Misrad HaBriyot, but basically they changed the halachas. And the halachas are is that anybody who has a child who's in quarantine, who's not going to be in his own room, so now the whole family is in quarantine. Dum dum dum. Here it goes all over again. Kids can't go to school. You can't leave the house. If you want to go out for a run, say you're a criminal now and, you know, subject to a big fine. And all of a sudden you feel like all of the air just being sucked out of you. You have to use your mind to keep focus. What am I going to get under this situation? Keep up beat. But it's a natural thing that happens to you. When they take away the outside world, they take away your opportunity to go out, there's just a normal sense of just depression. What am I going to do now? Is the air is going out of the balloon. And it's very symptomatic of something that we have deep inside of us. Deep inside of us, Chazal say, Chayiv kol echad ve'echad lemar b'shvili nivra olam. Deep inside of us, every person knows that I wasn't meant to just sit in a room by myself. Even if I'm sitting and learning Torah, my Torah infuses energy, infuses Kedusha into the entire world. And everyone has inside of them a deep sense that they want to do things in this world that are going to help other people, that are going to help all of Klal Yisrael, that are going to bring Kedusha to the world at large. When you get stuck in a little box, so a captive is Nechshav Kemes, Mitzera is Nechshav Kemes, because your reality gets chopped off. And that's how you feel. Rav Shamshon Pinkus, I remember, I heard it once, heard him speak. He said that the reason that we have this, you know, Yetzer Hara, that we have to read the newspapers, is because deep inside of us we know that all of this stuff, what's happening in China and Japan, Peru, everything, it's all shayach to us. Because we have a job to do. And when you take away a person's sense of being in touch with infinity, eternity, so you kill him. You take away who he really is. And that's one of the senses that you get. And that also explains very clearly why it is that a tool like the internet, where you can zoom from one end of the world to the other, and the possibilities of what people can be doing at any time, are absolutely infinite. It took over the world. It was an incredible power. And every person wants to tap into that incredible power. But like any incredible power, you can use it two ways. You can use it the way that it's supposed to be used, with straightness, with chukim, with mishpat, or you can use it, incredible power, to send you to the moon, or to send you downstairs, or to send you to all kinds of awful places. That's the choice when you're dealing with anything, but certainly when you're dealing with something that has infinite, infinite power. Why is it that the Chet HaEgel is niskaper by the Paraduma? The Chet HaEgel, if you look at the Mefarshim on the Chet HaEgel, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra, even Rashi, when they made the Egel, they weren't trying to do an Avera, so to speak. Building the Egel was as a conduit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They lost Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to still be in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they built an Egel. What was the problem? The problem was is that they were trying to be in touch with the infinite, but through means which were usher. They used their own seichel, they used their own cheshbainis, and they figured this is the way they were going to do it. That's wonderful. But it's a problem, because it's usher. Zayschukas HaTorah tells you that the only way to serve Hashem is by throwing your brains out the window and doing what the Torah says that you should do. The minute you start figuring it out on your own, how you're going to be in touch with the infinite, so then you're lost. What about Korach? Korach made the same mistake. Korach was a massive lamdan. Korach had the best lamdas in the world. Kol ha'am kulam kedoshim b'seichem Hashem, the first modern Democrat. Everybody is the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. We all heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu mipi ha'gvura. We all heard Hashem on Sinai. So why Moshe Rabbeinu any different than us? He was a massive lamdan, and he was a pikeach, and he wanted to be as in touch with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the problem? The problem is Baker. The problem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's dark. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the rules as to who's going to be the manik of Klal Yisrael. And there's no way that you can change that, Korach. You can try to be in touch with the infinite, but if you don't do it in the straight way, if you don't do it in the way of Baker, in the way of Chukim, in the way of the rules, so it just doesn't work. And finally, what does it mean? What does it mean and why you have a common denominator between anger and between gluttony and between when you go on the road, so you have to consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, consult with the Torah, Himalech B'Kainecha. So the answer is very simple. You ever look at a person who's angry? Person who's angry has tremendous energy. Rav Hirsch says that if you want to look at a critique of Klal Yisrael, look at Haman. He gives the best critique of who Klal Yisrael is. Why? Because he was a sinister, angry human being. And he saw it very clearly and very sharply. Tremendous power to anger. But since anger is basically ego and gaiva, so it sends you off course. And you use all of that power, even if you want to use it for a good thing, takes you way off. Ever see somebody get drunk on Purim? Make a brilliant gramen. He can make a brilliant shtiklach Torah. If he has a good head, who knows? But there's a problem. Since he's drunk, it's a little off. And if you're off by an iota, it takes you to a totally weird, strange place. And so therefore, before you do anything, don't get drunk, don't get angry, because it takes you off course. And if a person goes on a trip, he goes on a derech, he goes on his derech in life, he goes anywhere, what do you have to do first? Look at the roadmap. Himalech b'kainecha. Consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the key to everything. A person has inside of him a tremendous desire to do great things, but it's got to be within the context of straightness, of chukim, and of Torah. Okay, everybody here, including me hopefully, is young. Youth is energy. Youth is dreams. Youth is going out on the derech. Youth is full of possibilities and full of potential. And if anybody here doesn't have dreams about doing big things in his life, well then get them, because if you don't have them, so that's a tragedy. But there are all kinds of dreams that people have. You know, this guy wants to be a billionaire, and the other guy wants to be the most popular person in the world, and whatever. A person has to have the dreams, and a person has to shoot for the stars. He has to shoot for the infinite. But the importance of being in yeshiva during these formative years, so it's, you're being himalach b'kainecha. You're put into a structure where you're in touch with what's straight and what's good, so that Be'ez Hashem, you can use all the potential that's inside of you to do things which are really, really amazing, alpi the straight way. And we already turned the corner. It's already Tammuz, and the year is really winding down in a strange type of way. But in one way, it's no different, is that one year is soon coming to a close, and the next year is going to soon be dawning. And everybody really should be thinking about, I'm one step closer to where I want to be, what I want to get to. Where am I going? How am I going to get there? Thinking about the future and thinking about doing great things and looking back and seeing how much of a Ben Torah did I become this year? What still needs improvement? Am I in the lines or am I not in the lines? Am I working better with my learning? Am I working better with my friends? Am I becoming more of a mensch? All of these things are a cheshben nefesh that people have to be making when you get towards this particular time of the year. So again, it's a time to focus on the things that we see from the Egel and the things that we see from Kairach, things that we see from the internet, which are good things. Shooting for the stars. Making sure that we go a long way with a lot of power, shooting for the infinite. But on the other hand, it has to be done with chukim. It has to be done behimalech b'kainecha. It's got to be done within the context of Torah, doing things that are in a way which are straight and right, and making sure that everything is done with the proper yashrus and the proper seichel. And with that, be'ezos Hashem yizbarach, each and every one of you will be zecha to continue to grow and to do great things in your life. Have a good Shabbos.